Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Hey. Misaruhu Zikne Bezdin Lazikne Kuhuna. So then the elders of Bezdin would pass them on to the elders of the Kuhuna, the Zikne Kuhuna on Erev Yom Kippur. The Aluhu La Alias Beis Avtinas, and they'd bring him up now to the attic of the house of Avtinas. The house of Avtinas, they were appointed on making the Ketores, the incense, like we had learned in Masech Tashkala not too long ago. And it was a special process, how to make the Ketores. This family was like their family secret. It was a very, very hard thing to do. So the Kohen Gadol had to be acquainted with it, and they'd bring him to the Beis Avtinas, and they would show him, you know, what to do. Vishbi'uhu, and the elders of Beis Din would actually make him swear that he shouldn't change anything from the avoda that he's being taught. Okay, and we'll explain what this is alluding to in a moment. Viniftru, and then they would leave him. After they give him over to the Zikne, to the elders of the Kahuna, then the elders of the Beis Din would leave, and they would go on their way. Okay, so that's like the intro to the Mishnah. It's the actual Mishnah, but now we're going to get into what were they so concerned about that they have to make him swear he's not going to change anything. So v'chazru ha-mishnah l'lamed ketzad ha-yu mashbinoso. So now let's discuss, what was this oath? What were we so concerned about? V'amru lo, so the Zikne Beis Din, before they left, so they give him over to the Zikne Kahuna. The elders of Beis Din would give him to the elders of the Kohens. And before they would leave, they would say like this. Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Beis Din, we are the messengers of Beis Din, Va'at Shluchinu, you're our messenger, Ushliach Beis Din, and the messenger of Beis Din. Mashbiyin Anu Alecha, we are making you swear, B'misha Shikin Shmo B'bayis Hazed, in the name of the one that his name resides over here, meaning the name of God, Shalo Tishana Dover, you should not change, Mikol Masha Aman Alecha, from anything that we are teaching you. So what is this going on? The Gemara explains that the kavana, the intention of this oath is that he should not perform the ketores, the incense, like the tzedokim. Who were the tzedokim? The tzedokim were people that would learn the Torah, and they would perform the Torah literally to what it says. They would take the literal meaning, and they would warp different psukim, warp different verses, and they would not learn the Torah the way it should be learned, and they wouldn't perform it the way it should be performed, and they were not really part of Klal Yisrael. They were wicked people. So he was warning them, don't do anything like the tzedokim. For example, the ketores. So to get specific, the tzedokim, their opinion was, and the way the ketores would work is that you would set it up, meaning you would put the ketores, the incense, on the gechalim, on the coals, in the macht, in the frying pan, when you were still in the heichal, outside the peroches, and then afterwards, v'yachakach, when the kashiyala shana, when the smoke then would come up from, you know, you putting the ketores on the coals, lachnis l'fnim, bring it inside into the Kodesh Kadashim. So they would say, prepare it outside, put the ketores on the coals outside, let it start smoking, and then bring it into the Kodesh Kadashim. But the Chachamim say, no, that's not how it works. The Kohen Gadol is not supposed to put the ketores on the pan in the Heichal, you know, before he enters the Kodesh Kadashim. Rather, he's got to first go into the Kodesh Kadashim with a pan full of ketores in one hand, and then a spoon, a kaf, full of ketores in one hand, and then a pan full of coals in the other hand, and in the Kodesh Kadashim, he should put the ketores on the coals and make the smoke go up. So what they were making him swear was, don't go like the tzedokim. Don't put the ketores on the coals outside the Kodesh Kadashim and then enter with the smoke already, you know, going up. Rather, go inside with the ketores and the spoon in one hand, the coals in the pan in the other hand, and put the ketores on the coals in the actual Kodesh Kadashim, and then the smoke should go up. So that's what they were making him swear. And they say over here, since no one saw what the Kohen Gadol was doing in the Kodesh Kadashim, right? No one was able to enter the Kodesh Kadashim other than the Kohen Gadol. They were concerned that, you know, maybe he's going to start acting like the tzedokim. So they made him swear in the name of God that he should not change and he should do it the right way, not the wrong way. So that's what this means over here. And then Huporishu Bocha, and then the Kohen Gadol would actually, you know, separate and start crying. After this, like, little meeting, he would go on his way and start crying. He would cry because he was being choshed. He was being suspected that he might be a tzedoki. The hain portion of Bochan, and they would turn away and cry, because maybe this guy's really righteous, and we're being choshed b'ksheim. We're suspecting someone who's righteous that maybe they're wicked, and you can't do that. You're not supposed to be choshed b'ksheim. Person who's choshed b'ksheim looks at people and thinks that, you know, he looks at kosher people and thinks that they're no good, so he gets punished. It's a very bad thing. So, therefore, they have to do this to just protect themselves and protect, you know, all of Klal Yisrael, to make sure this Kohen Gadol was legit. But at the same time, you know, they'd both be crying over what they have to do because, you know, of what was happening. So he would cry because he was being suspected as a Tzedokah, and then they would cry because they had to actually do this to warn him because they had to be choshed that he might be a Tzedokah. Okay, that's Mishnah Hay. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. Im Haya Chacham. If the Kohen Gadol was a Chacham, he knew his stuff, he knew how to learn Halacha. So then Doresh, he would be Osek, he would learn the whole night of Yom Kippur in Halacha, and to learn the Psukim of the Torah. And again, we said he had to be up the whole night. So if he was a Chacham, he knew how to darsh and Psukim, then Doresh, he would be darshing the whole night. Vimlav, if he wasn't a Chacham, Talmid Chacham would darshan in front of him in Halacha. If he was better at just reading psukim in the Torah, then just Kore, then just read the psukim. If he wasn't good at reading psukim, then Karan Lefana, read the psukim in front of him. Uba Ma Karan Lefana, then what would you read? So we have a difference between, you know, the guy could be on the halacha level, like he knows how to learn the Torah really well, so you delve more into it. Then we have the Kohen Gadol that could just read psukim, he would just read the psukim. But Vimlav, if he can't do any of that, then Karan Lefanav, you read to him different parakah, different chapters of the Torah. Ubamak Karan Lefanav, what would you read to him? You'd read from Iyev, from Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim. These are the prophets, and these are things that, you know, they're like stories. They're Moshe Chasalev. They keep the person alert, and the guy won't fall asleep. He's listening to all these stories through the Nevi'im, through the prophets of Iyev and Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim, so he'd stay awake. Zechayah ben Kavutal Omer, Zechayah ben Kavutal, he says, Pa'am Harbi, many times, Karisi Lefanav B'Daniel, I actually read the Sefer Daniel to the Kohen Gadols. So, like, who cares? Like, very nice. Why is he to tell us this? So again, what he's saying is that in those times, the Kohen Gadols would buy the Zechus to be a Kohen Gadol through money, through bribes. And these Kohen Gadols, they didn't even know how to read Shema. They were just wicked, ruthless people. So Zechariah ben Kavutal is saying that many times he would read Sefer Daniel. Why Daniel? Because Daniel, the first seven prakim of Daniel are Aramaic. It's written in Aramaic. These Kohen Gadol didn't even know how to read Lashon HaKodesh. They couldn't read the Aleph Beis. And Sefer Daniel, the first seven prakim are written in Aramaic. Aramaic was the native tongue in those days. So you'd be literally like telling them a story from like an English book, you know, in order for us to understand. So it was so unfortunate that these Kohen Gadol were so wicked that he'd be reading a Sefer from Daniel because they couldn't even understand Iyev or Ezra that are written in Lashon HaKodesh, written in, you know, with the Aleph, with, you know, in Ivrit. They had to, he had to read to him, you know, one of the prophets that seven of its chapters are written in Aramaic so that they could understand it. So Zechariah ben Kavutal is just bringing out the point that, of course, we'll do whatever we have to do to keep the Kohen Gadol alert and awake, but it was so unfortunate that they were wicked people in those days, and he had to be reading to them in a language because that they were familiar with Aramaic, because they didn't even know, you know, Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, and that wraps up our Mishnayos for today.